Join us on Shifting with Shefali to connect, shift, and integrate to create a life filled with joy, peace, love, abundance, and happiness. Shefali will share her wisdom, teachings, and processes to inspire and enlighten you to a new way of being. Each show, Shefali will help you shift the blocks, limitations, and negative energies that have kept you from experiencing a life filled with joy, peace, love, abundance, and happiness. A life where you shine in your magnificent brilliance. Shefali is a healer, intuitive coach, author, and entrepreneur, as well as the host of the popular global telesummit series, Awaken to Happiness Now. Are you ready to shift with Shefali? Are you ready to shine your brilliance?
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Shifting with Shefali here on Om Times Radio. Thank you so much for being here. This is a special edition of Shifting with Shefali. We're talking about the holidays because, as you know, we are really getting close to them. Some of us are already in them, right? So how are you feeling, right? That's a question. What are you doing to stay together? You know, because sometimes when we're in the hustle and bustle of the holiday season, you know, we get swamped, we're stressed out, you know, we're rushing, we're packing, we're wrapping, we're purchasing, we're cooking, we're baking, we're meeting with friends and family, all sorts of festivities, right? Work parties, you know, just all sorts of things that are going on that are not part of the regular routine. You know, the regular routine is we go to work, we come home. Now there's all this other stuff that's being thrown in the mix, right? So how are you doing with all that? You know, are you okay? Or are you feeling like you're going to snap at any moment? Are you stressed out? Are you feeling relaxed and going with the flow? You know, this is the time when things can happen, right? So are you enjoying all the festivities, or are you feeling rushed and obligated and pressured? You know, so sometimes in the hustle and bustle of this holiday season, we forget about ourselves and what we need, right? We don't listen to our bodies. We don't listen to that still small voice within. And unfortunately, we get so busy trying to do that we forget to be. Right. So I just want to take a few moments to talk about being, you know, and really we forget to connect within, right, and enjoy the magic of the season. Or sometimes we tell ourselves that we'll do it tomorrow. You know, we'll have more time tomorrow. We'll find the time tomorrow. But tomorrow never really comes. There's only today, only right now. And when we do sometimes finally take the time to go within, honestly, sometimes all we need is 10 minutes. And then we realize how much we truly needed this quiet, this stillness, this presence. And this energy can help us to be more patient as we're standing in line to pay for that last minute gift that we just remembered we had to buy. It can also help us to be more compassionate with ourselves and our family members whose presence may trigger some past hurts, wounds, and emotions that have not quite healed yet. And this presence within can help us to be more grateful and see the miracles that are around us all of the time, not just during this holiday season, right? It can help us to navigate the world and our future as we have a relationship with it and begin to have a conversation with it. So, you know, a couple of years ago, I remember I did not go to certain family events and functions because I did not think I could control my emotions, to be honest. You know, I thought I would just react and, you know, not be able to handle it, right? React and go berserk. So I now have tools, better tools than I did back then. So now I can handle it when I go to family events or functions. You know, I know how to keep myself together. I know how not to react and, you know, stay calm and centered. So it really is about, you know, using tools, using resources. And sometimes it's about having the intention ahead of time, right? So being prepared ahead of time. So take some time and be present with yourself. And it can be in meditation, contemplation, reflection. It can be by taking a short walk and just focusing on your heart center. You can just take a minute and connect in with the earth to ground yourself so that you are more present in your body, right? And you can take a few minutes and be truly grateful for all that you have, all that you are, and all that you are experiencing. So you can be, you know, truly ready for the holidays and enjoy the magic of the season and all of the joy and festivities by being present, being aware, and being yourself. So one of the things I wanted to talk about is, you know, when we are, when our buttons get pushed and when we are starting to feel those reactions coming up and those emotions coming up and sometimes those thoughts that are coming up, I want you to stop and ask yourself, what would love do? Right? So in this situation, what would love do? Right? And do that. So for example, you know, let's say that you are standing in line getting that last minute gift and you've been standing for a long time and the people in front of you are getting impatient and the cashier is also, you know, losing her patience because there's just so many and people are complaining. What are you going to do? Right? Do you also react to all that negative energy? Right? Do you also bring in your energy to the mix, or is there something else that you can do? Right? You can just by being present in that moment and sending out love and blessings from your heart space, you can help that situation right now, right? So that the people can be calmer. And when you get up to the cashier, just smile, you know, and say, hey, how's it going? I know it must be tough for you today with, you know, so much going on, right? And just by you acknowledging what is happening, that will create a shift in not just yourself, but with the people around you, right? So that's something that we can all do very easily, right? And very quickly. So, you know, it's about truly being present, seeing what's happening, being aware, and then choosing to do something different, right? Choosing to do something that will help the situation instead of aggravate it even more. It's about thinking about the other person instead of yourself, right? Sometimes it really is about putting the other person first. Like, what must that poor cashier be going through all day long, right? It's tough on its good days, but in this time when with all the energy of everything happening, all the rush and hustle and bustle, and you know, people losing their patience, people getting angry and upset, it's even more difficult, right? So what can you do? How can you help to ease that situation? You know, and let's face it. Yes, okay, yes, maybe you do have to get that last minute gift. You'll get it. You'll get home. It'll all be okay, right? But how can you make it even better than it was before? How can you make that situation better than it was before, right? So that's an easy thing, and it's just about remembering. It's just about taking a deep breath and saying, okay, this is what's happening right now. How can I make a difference here? What can I do for everyone involved, you know? And just by that, just by you becoming that aware and just having that intention of making it better, it will shift, it will change, it will be better. You know, sometimes people wonder, you know, they want to make a big difference in the world, but, you know, honestly, it can start by just that little presence, okay? So that's something that I'd like you all to keep in mind, that it doesn't have to be something big and life-changing that you have to do. It can just be as simple as being present, being aware, and having the intention of making a difference. And then when you're with your family, for example, and everyone's busy in the kitchen making turkey or ham or whatever it is that you guys are making, you know, and you can sense the tension, right? ask yourself then, okay, what can I do to help the situation? You know, so some people may just want a hug, and that'll help shift the energy. Some people don't want a hug because they're like, I got to get this done. You know, I have to move fast and I got to get this done. So no, I don't want a hug. So ask, what can I do to help in a calm way? And it could be something in the kitchen, or it could be taking care of the children, you know, in the other room, playing with them in the other room, you know, keeping them busy so that the other person doesn't have to worry about that, right? It could be something as small as going out and putting salt or sand on the sidewalk, you know, so when the guests come, the sidewalk is not slippery. The walkway is not slippery for those of us who live in the, you know, winter part, like where there's snow and stuff. That would be important. You know, or it could be you running to the store for that last minute item, that gravy or that cranberry sauce or, you know, the bottle of wine, you know, doing whatever it takes to help everyone around you. So that's one way of also helping out, right? And shifting the energy of what's going on. Now, we are going to be doing some energetic processes and clearings as well during this call so that you can be ready for when you go. Because right now it's Monday, December 21st, and you may be traveling, you know, in the next few days, right? So you want to try and be as energetically clear as possible and as energetically ready as possible, right? So that's why we're going to do some clearings and some activations to help you with that, but also some practical tools that you can use in the moment, right? Because everything happens in the moment, you know? It doesn't happen tomorrow, it doesn't happen in the past, it happens in the moment. And that's where we have to make the shift, is in the moment. And so, you know, I don't want you to say, no, I'm not going to go and meet with my family or see my family because I can't handle my emotions, right? So, yeah, we can. We can do it now, right? We have tools. We'll have resources that we can tap into to help us if we get triggered, you know, if something comes up, and it may not, right? And sometimes it's a matter of just taking a deep breath and counting to 10. You know, even that is a shift, right? Because you're pausing. You're not reacting. You're pausing. And then you may react, but at least you've taken the pause, right? So we'll be back in just a few minutes here on Shifting with Shefali on Om Times Radio.
Bringing a more conscious lifestyle to your world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Have you been searching for a perspective beyond the mainstream? Check it out. Join your hosts, Yelito Pascual and Diana Gold Holland, on Share International Radio for thought-provoking views behind the news. Sundays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio. You can also find us at shareontheairradio.org. This may be the message of hope you've been waiting for.
As difficult as it is to believe, there are places in Africa where human traffickers sell albino children and their body parts for use in magic rituals. Humanity Healing International is actively working in Uganda to change this paradigm. The Albino Rescue Project finds albino children who are at risk and places them in safe schools and environments where they can learn and grow free from fear. To learn more or to sponsor a child, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. Om Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single Om Times endeavor. Host your show with Om Times Radio Network.
If you remember living fearlessly, joyfully, and in a world filled with adventure, happiness, pleasure, and unbridled living, then this show is for you. Join me, Dame Nicole Brandon, as I bring you the world's top experts in wealth, creativity, flow, sea edging technology, space, wellness, health, love, lust, and passion, all merging together each week here at the Hub of Happiness. Mondays at 6 p.m. Pacific Time and 9 p.m. Eastern Time on Passionate Living. where you can ride on the magic carpet ride of living and learn how to lead a passionately wild, exciting, and outrageously amazing life.
The cutting edge of conscious radio, Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Hello, everyone. This is Shefali Burns. We are back here on Shifting with Shefali on Om Times Radio, and we're talking about the holidays and how to get ready for the holidays, or how to be energetically in a good space when we are visiting our family and friends, when we're doing those last-minute chores, last-minute responsibilities, so that we can enjoy. You know, this is a time of joy. It's not a time of obligation and responsibility and burden. It's about feeling the love for each other, feeling the love for ourselves. And if you're religious, you know, feeling the love for God and all that. yeah, I'm just saying. So it's about, you know, being present for that. You know, if you're going to go to church, enjoy that process, enjoy the service, enjoy the hymns, enjoy the carols. You know, you want to really be present for all of that. If you're doing other things, again, enjoy all of it. You know, this is what life is about. Life is about enjoying everything, you know, and not to be distracted by, oh, I have to get another bottle of wine. Oh, I still have to make the gravy. Oh, I still have to do this. I still have to wrap all these presents. And, you know, we've all done that where, you know, it's Christmas Eve. And after the kids have gone to bed, we are up for hours, you know, building that dream kitchen, or I forget what all we did, but you're getting ready for Christmas morning, right? But even in that, there's a joy in that, right? Because we're anticipating the reactions of the children, you know, and Christmas really is about children, because they're so innocent and they're so life affirming, you know, when they're excited, we become excited, right? We become like children again. So it's about, you know, really being present for all of that. So what can we do for ourselves so that we can be present, you know, so that we're not distracted, so that we're not tense and we're not stressed out, right? So the first thing would be to have that intention, right? So in the morning when you wake up, have the intention that you're going to have a joy-filled day. You know, have the intention that you're going to stay centered and balanced, right? And have the intention that you are going to spread kindness and love and joy to all that you meet, right? So this is the intention that you start off with. And as you do that, you know, just starting off the day with intention, that sets the tone for the rest of the day. And then, you know, you might want to take a few minutes of contemplation, of reflection, of meditation, just to be present. And again, that starts off the tone of the day. And it shows to both to yourself, to the universe, that this is important to you, that it's important to you that you enjoy your life, that you enjoy the day, that you enjoy the season. And, you know, being present with your family and loved ones, it's important to you to be fully there. So, you know, so we talked about having an intention for the day. We talked about having, you know, taking 5-10 minutes in contemplation, reflection, meditation, just sitting still and being present in the day, right? And then as you're going about, honestly, sometimes I make lists, and this is a great time to just make a list so that you don't forget everything and so that it doesn't have to stay in your head. Okay, so you can make a list of what has to be done. You can make a list of what needs to be packed. You can make a list of what needs to be picked up so that it's not all in your head. It's on paper. And then as you do it, you just mark it off. You check it off on your list, right? Hey, listen, even Santa uses the list. So trust me, lists work in this time period especially. And, you know, ask for help. If you have a spouse, if you have a significant other who can do part of the chores, let them do it. You know, this is when we all come together to do everything. It's not up to just one person to do everything in this time. So ask for help. recruit. It could be your kids. It could be, you know, your friends, you know, ask for help, definitely. So let's see, where were we? So we talked about making a list. We talked about asking for help and support. That's so important. And then, you know, staying calm throughout, right? It'll all be okay. You know, things don't have to be totally perfect, right? And there's a fun in that too, in going with the flow and not having everything having to be totally perfect. There are some things that can just slide, you know? There are some things that can't. So you're like, yeah, really, you need to have that gravy for sure. That's a must, right? But some other things, if you don't have all the veggies, it's okay, right? If you don't have the best chinaware or silverware or flatware, it's okay. But nobody really cares about that, right? It doesn't really matter that much even about decorating the table that much, right? It's about the food that they're going to eat, you know, and being present with each other. That's what's important. So, you know, you don't have to get all hung up on those kinds of things, right? And it's so being present, being calm, and going with the flow. Going with the flow means, okay, well, let's see what's presenting itself right now. And does it really need my attention? It's like, yeah, it's okay. It's fine, right? Make a game out of it, right? Try and make a game out of this holiday season about all the things that need to be done. Make a game out of it. Who can get the most points for, you know, grating all the carrots? I don't know if you use carrots in Christmas dinner, but probably not. But peeling the potatoes, right? Make a game out of it. Or mashing the potatoes. How can you make that into a song? How can you make that fun and exciting, right? So, you know, find a way to make it light and fun instead of heavy and constrictive, right? Make it expansive. Make it joyful. There's always a way. If you can sing while you are doing the cooking and the cleaning and the preparation, that's even better, because as you are singing, you're raising the vibration, and that vibration is going into the food, you know, and trust me, the food will taste even better. So that is a great way to, you know, be joyful, right? And drink. And yeah, I'm not saying drink alcohol, but I'm saying drink lots of water. Because you need to stay hydrated, right? And you need to stay grounded. So what's another way of grounding, right? Other than water and food? By having your focus and attention on, you know, the bottom of your feet, for example. That's a great way of grounding. Or anywhere in your body, for that matter, because it takes you out of your head and into your body, which makes you more present. And that's what you want. You want to be more and more present the more you can. So, you know, you can also, you know, just imagine, you know, like we've done on the show before about grounding yourself, right? Connecting to Mother Earth, connecting to the crystalline core of Gaia. It only takes, what, 30 seconds, right? You can imagine roots growing out of the bottom of your feet, going deep, deep, deep into the ground. And deeper still. And deeper still. And just feel that connection. And if you can't feel it, just imagine it. Imagine what it would feel like. And if you can't imagine it, just have the intention that you are grounding into the crystalline core of Mother Gaia. That's all you have to do. It's that simple. And then if you can feel, right, then feel that connection, feel that loving support, feel that unconditional support, feel that stability, right? So that will help you to stay grounded. That will help you to stay calm. That will help you to stay present, right? So all of these things are so important on a regular basis, but especially now. These are things that you can do on a daily basis, right? Regardless if it's the holiday season or not, this is what you can do. And these will help you in the long run. It's about discipline. I talked about, or I didn't talk about, but my guest talked about discipline today on my other show, Awaken to Happiness Now. And, you know, discipline goes a long way, you know, and it builds up. So it's not like you do it once and then you do it again 6 months later. But if you do it consistently, day by day, every day, you will see how important it is. And how your energy shifts and how your thoughts change and shift and your emotions shift and change. Okay. So Definitely. These are wonderful tools, wonderful resources for you to practice with and play with and have fun with. And, you know, it's about just doing it. You know, Nike's motto of just do it really, you know, they were right. Just do it. Thinking about it is not going to do anything until you actually take action and do it. And, you know, we talk about being, yes, absolutely. But there are sometimes you have to do. And part of this has to do with doing. And as you're doing, you're going to be more present, be more aware. And, you know, sometimes when things come up in your life, feelings, emotions, thoughts, ask yourself, is this even mine? Right? Because when you're surrounded by a lot of people and you're meeting a lot of people or hanging out with a lot of people, you will pick up on their thoughts, feelings, and emotions, right? So if something just comes up on you out of the blue, ask. Oh, my goodness. Say, ask, is this mine? Because it may not be. And, you know, as soon as you ask the question, is it mine? If it's not yours, it'll go away. You know, it'll lessen and go away. So remember that. If something comes up for you out of the blue and, you know, it's not a good feeling, it doesn't feel good, ask yourself, is this mine? If not, say return to sender. Just let it go and return to sender. You don't have to do anything more than that. And that'll be really key and important during this holiday and during the season when you're getting together with lots of family and friends to ask that question. And knowing that it's not yours, you can just let it go. Because you have enough to deal with on your own, right? You don't need anybody else's stuff, anybody else's thoughts, feelings, emotions. Definitely not. So that'll be really important. Just let it go. All right. So, wow, we sure talked about a lot already today on this call. So now let's talk about, well, we're going to talk about some energetic processes that we're going to do in just a few minutes when we're back here on Shifting with Shefali on Om Times Radio.
Your conscious lifestyle on steroids. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Hey ladies, do you want to have that good hair day feeling all the time? Gentlemen, would you want your special someone to have that glow letting you know she's feeling completely satisfied? This feeling and that glow can be yours by embracing your sexual power. So join me, Rachel Kenley, award-winning romance author, on The O-Spot. The O-Spot will guide you to that peak with guest interviews, book discussions, and conversations on the thrills of sexual empowerment. Put the zing back in your life. Come up and see me sometime on The O-Spot, live on Hump Day at 10 p.m. Eastern.
Simone Millicis would like you to know that business can be fun, which is why she wrote the book, Joy of Business. What if you could have the joy of business rather than the stress and struggle? Most of the time, the only thing stopping you from a thriving business is you. In the Joy of Business book, Simone gives you access consciousness tools and pragmatic ways to get out of your own way and to create the business, life, and living you know is possible and beyond what this reality says is achievable. Business is joy. It's creation. It's generative. It can be the adventure of living. You can purchase your copy of the book through Amazon or Joy of Business website, www.accessjoyofbusiness.com. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of Om Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of Om Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Have you bought into the idea that you have to work hard for your money, that business is hard? I will share some dynamic access consciousness tools to get you out of your own way so you can create a business that actually succeeds. Join me, Simone Millicis, on The Joy of Business at 4 p.m. Mondays Eastern.
The Real Conscious Connection. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Hello, everyone. This is Shefali Burns. We are back here on Shifting the Shefali on Om Times Radio, and we are going to do some energetic processes and clearings to get you ready for the holidays. So let's start off by taking a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth, and again, in through your nose and out through your mouth. And I just want you to imagine that you're standing under a crystal clear waterfall. So just step into that waterfall underneath it. And you're standing there and the water is coming down. It could be warm or it could be cool, whatever you desire. And imagine that the sun is shining on you. And take all of your thoughts, feelings, and emotions of the day. And just let them go down into the water. And the water is going to take them down into Mother Earth to be transmuted and transformed. So just let all of those thoughts, feelings, emotions go that you don't need right now. And just feel that release. Just feel how much lighter you feel now that you're letting all that stuff go. Okay, and I just want you to step out of the waterfall. Take a deep breath in and out. Wonderful. Just feel how that feels. So refreshing, so revitalizing, so much lighter. You feel stronger, don't you? More present. And now we're going to ground into the heart center of Mother Earth, the crystalline core of Gaia. So you can imagine that there are roots growing out of the bottom of your feet, going deep, deep, deep into the ground. Deeper still, deeper still. And just feel that connection in the heart chakra of Mother Earth. Feel that unconditional love, that support, that stability. Know that you are always cradled in the love of Mother Earth. And we're going to take this energy and we're going to bring it back up. Up through those roots, up, 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 through the bottom of our feet, up, 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 through our feet, through our ankles, our knees, our thighs, up into our entire body, our cells, and up and out through our head, through our crown chakra, into our aura and energetic fields. Beautiful, perfect. We're also going to connect in with Creator God, Source, Universe, the great central sun. So you can imagine that there are branches growing out of your hands, reaching up, up into the sky, reaching high up into the cosmos, into the heavens, past our sun and into the great central sun. And just feel that connection, that love, that presence, that oneness. Feel that bliss. Experience that. We're going to bring this energy down through our fingers, our hands, our arms, all the way down to the bottom of our feet and back up through our entire being, all of our cells, up, out through our crown chakra at the top of the head and out and into our energetic field. So now we're connected below to Mother Earth and above to Father Sky, Great Temple Sun, Creator Universe God. And in this space of connection, we're now going to start off by releasing what no longer serves us, right? So I just want you to take a deep breath into your heart center, the middle of your chest, and you can even put your hand there just to really solidify that connection, to help you make it easier to feel that connection. And I want you to breathe in ease and joy, love and grace, and just breathe out everything that no longer serves you. You don't need to know what it is, just everything that no longer serves you. Breathe it out.
Feed your soul.
with Waves of Consciousness on OM Times Radio.
Are you ready to shift your energy, consciousness, and limiting beliefs? Join me, Shefali Burns, every Monday at 5 p.m. Eastern on Shifting with Shefali here on OM Times Radio. Shift the blocks, limitations, and negative energies that have kept you from experiencing a life filled with joy, peace, love, abundance, and happiness. Are you ready to shift with Shefali? Are you ready to shine your brilliance?
Are you trying to get from point A to point B and need a little advice? Connect with the counselors at OM Times Advisors. Whether you're looking for a life coach or a spiritual intuitive, the advisors participating at advisors.omtimes.com were carefully chosen based on their gifts, skills, and professionalism. OM Times Advisors, connecting you with the best advisors in the business. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network.
Evolution is where sexuality and spirituality meets. Join me, clinical sexologist Martha Tara Lee, on Eros Evolution on Thursdays, 4 p.m. Eastern on OM Times Radio.
Your conscious connection to a more mindful world. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Hello, everyone. This is Shefali Burns on Shifting with Shefali on OM Times Radio. And we are talking about, you know, the holidays and what you can do for yourself to get ready for the holidays energetically, emotionally, mentally. And so we've just done some clearings and I've given you some practical tools already as well that you can use every day. So now let's do a few activations as well. So I thought about... you know, we're still connected, right? So we're still connected to Mother Earth and to Creator Source God. So let's do an activation that's going to help you to heal your heart, fill you with gratitude, and release you from self-judgment. That's one of the ones we'll do today. So again, just focus on your heart space if you can. So we're going to run this activation now. Okay, so this activation is running now, and it's going to help heal your heart, fill you with gratitude, and release you from self-judgment. It's going to run through your timelines, past, present, future, and it's going to... you know, through all times, dimensions, spaces, and realities. It's going to clear everywhere where your heart was hurt, right? Where you did suffer from a lot of self-judgment, where you did not feel gratitude. It's going to clear all those areas. And we're going to also run it through your genetics, 7 generations back, 7 generations forward in the future. So just take a deep breath and just focus on your heart space while it continues to run. Perfect. And we're also going to run because, you know, many of us are going to be with our family and friends and loved ones. We're also going to run an activation that's going to clear your anger, judgment, and guilt towards your family and give you a true knowing of what a family's love feels like. So we're going to run this activation now. Okay, so this is going to run through your timelines, right? Past, present, future, all times, dimensions, spaces, and realities. And it's going to run through your genetics, 7 generations back, 7 generations forward. Perfect. So just, you can just focus on your family again, any past hurts, wounds, judgments, and just know that they're being cleared and released and healed. And this, you know, these activations are going to continue to run. So, you know, one of the things I really find is important is being to help you keep you grounded and connected to your higher self, right? So we're going to run an activation to help light up all 13 of your chakras to help keep you grounded and connected to your higher self. So perfect. And this activation is running now. It's going to run through your timelines, past, present, future, in all times, dimensions, spaces, and realities. It's going to run through your genetics, 7 generations back, 7 generations forward. And if you want, you can just focus on your chakras if you want. This is going to continue to run. And we're going to also run another activation that is going to allow you to be in love with life, right? It allows you to be true to yourself and honor your personal power, especially when you're in conflict with others. This activation releases you from the trauma of what others are experiencing and allowing you to observe without being attached. So detachment is huge, right? So observe without being attached to the outcome or attached to what's happening. So we're going to run this activation now. This is going to run in past, present, future, and all of your timelines, all times, dimensions, spaces, and realities. And it's going to run through your genetics, past, 7 generations past, 7 generations forward, future, forward. It's going to continue to run. So all I want you to do during these activations as they continue to run is just to breathe in, take a deep breath in to really anchor them in, and breathe out to release what no longer serves you. Right, and then after the show's over, you know, I would highly suggest drinking some water. And if you can today, maybe go for a walk. Be present with yourself. And these activations will, of course, continue to run for hours, days, weeks, and months. So just be aware of that happening. And be present with it. Be okay with it. And be okay with yourself, right? This is about being okay with yourself. And, you know, really, what is this season about for you? Ask yourself, what is this season, these holidays, what are they truly about for you? Are they about family, being present with family? Okay. Are they about recognizing love and magic and miracles that are in your life? Okay. Are they about recognizing the presence of spirit and source and creator and God in your life? Okay, whatever it happens to be for you, focus on that during these holidays, right? That's what really matters. It's not about having the perfect dinner. It's not about having the perfect gifts. It's not about having the perfect anything for that matter. It's about what are you feeling, right? And who are you with? Who do you want to be with, right? And are you enjoying all of that? So all of life really comes down to asking yourself questions. What brings you joy? What brings you happiness, right? What feels good to you? And of course, like I always say, it's about asking yourself, what do I want, right? And, you know, a lot of times, a lot of people will do charitable acts and give charitable donations at this time. But why only at this time? right? Because those people that are in need, they are in need all year round, right? Not just during this time. So is there a way that you can do something charitable all year instead of just now? Think about that. So if you are doing charitable acts, charitable donations, can you make them all year? Can you spread them out all year? So that's something that some, you know, I know a lot of the food banks receive a lot of extra donations at this time. But come January, they will still be in need, right? They will still be looking for donations and more food or supplies and so on. So think about that. This holiday season is not meant to be just one day of the year. It's really, we're meant to experience this and feel this and be present with this every day. So how can you start to be more present every day? How can you start to feel more joy every day? How can you start to feel the presence of God, Spirit, every day in your life? So, and that's, you know, that really has to do with being present every day. You know, that discipline every day, that 10 minutes every day, 5 minutes. If it's 5 minutes, take 5 minutes for yourself every day to be present with God, Creator, Source. What are you grateful for right now? Right? And can you be grateful every day? It's not just about at Christmas, but can you be grateful every day? Can you see the magic every day in your life? Are you aware of it? Are you present with it? So, you know, I encourage that for you to extend this season beyond the 25th of December, right? How long can you extend it, right? Extend it more and more. Because it is really about every day. So I encourage you to find those moments in your life when you can feel that joy, feel that presence, feel that magic. Feel Spirit in your life. Feel Spirit guiding you. You know, and have that conversation with Spirit. You know, start that conversation with Spirit. Start that relationship with Spirit. You know, it can start on the 25th, but let it continue longer and longer every day throughout the year. So I wish that for you. That is my wish and gift for you, is that you experience this joy, these blessings, the magic every day, continuing on into 2016. Because really, life is meant to be joyful. Life is meant to be filled with love and presence and peace and bliss every day. So I wish that for you. For everyone listening now and everyone listening later, I'm sending you all love and blessings for a wonderful day, wonderful holiday season, and a wonderful year ahead filled with abundance and love and joy and peace and bliss. That is my wish for you for always. So until next week, like I said, have a wonderful holiday. Merry Christmas. Be well, everyone. Thank you.